Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively into it's my birthday week this week, so nothing is going to get me to stop talking about 1-4 and what's going on here in this baseball playoff situation right now. I'm going to be giving away Raven scratch-offs on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have postponed. There used to be a bar in Dundalk would say, till times get better, beer's half price or whatever.
There
Till
you
times get
go.
better. We'll be at Costas next week. It's my birthday. I'm pushing things around a little bit this week, not because of the Rams or the Ravens or the Texans or John Harbaugh or Cooper Rush or any of that kind of stuff. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages the American Dream that I'm trying to manage this week for my birthday and do some bucket listing on my own. Leonard, you're a season ticket holder, you're a PSL holder, you're a
Yes,
club
sir. Yes,
leveler,
sir.
you're
Yes,
there.
sir. Yes, sir.
I watch on TV because I was pretty much thrown out of my seat, told I was not wanted, was not respected, was not needed, was not welcome to be a Raven fan anymore, be in my seat. So I don't go, but I
Right.
watch it on TV.
It had to
And in
be
the
horrible.
beginning of the third quarter, they were still in the game.
Yeah,
Beginning of the
well,
third
sort
quarter,
of.
nobody kind of went back to their seats because I'm used to
Correct.
that. Early third quarter,
It's a
people are
late
peeing, pooping,
arriving. It's a
drinking,
late
eating.
arriving, right? It was hot. So people are in the club level or the concourse cooling down. The
But how empty it
concourse
got
was packed,
at the end of the third quarter.
and then nobody came back.
I would think that if anything is a message to Mr. Bisciotti about his lack of accountability or that fraud, Sashi Brown, or the other fraud in John Harbaugh, that someone should be speaking to the fans because the fans quit on the football team on Sunday.
The
And I
football
found
team
that
quit
to
on the
be
fans.
unique.
The
You
football
know?
team quit on the fans on Sunday.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I go to every game. You know that. I do a road game at least once a year. Been to almost every single playoff game over the lifetime of the Ravens, home and away.
I think my number was 237 out of 242 or something,
Yeah, we're
like
a
home and
lot
away.
out of a lot, but not that many. Because we count all the home ones and then, the
I
various
dedicated a large
away.
portion of my life and wealth to them as well.
Yes,
Yeah, so
yes.
yes.
Well, so we go to the game, and the alternative, of course, let me tell you the alternative. So the last two games, Monday night against Detroit, we couldn't make the game. That was Rosh Hashanah. So it
Correct.
was a little tough to get to the game. We did watch it on TV because I'm not that religious a Jew, but I wouldn't go to the football game. We gave our tickets to good friends. But then this game, we had the option to go to an 8-year-old's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. And halfway through the game, Matthew, the son, said, "We should have gone to Chuck E. Cheese. It would have been better." Anyway, so we go to the game. It was a hot day. It was a
And the
beautiful
Eagles
day.
game would have been on there.
Yeah, right. It was a beautiful day. And then it wasn't. Look, we watched C.J. Stroud at Ohio State.
So you went to the game, your son's home.
Yeah.
So he's an Ohio Stater. So there's something
Yeah.
different about CJ Stroud. I just want to make that clear
So
for those new to the party. Yes.
we watched CJ play football at Ohio State. And one of the things I remember was he was average mobile, extremely accurate, and could drop any pass on the field anywhere at any time. Dude just has it. Good guy and really good quarterback. And obviously, he's proven that in his first couple years because they've made the playoffs and we beat the heck out of him. So good for us. And then they came in here to a wounded team, obviously wounded, but I would have expected a better effort and better fundamental football from a professional football team than what they showed.
It was a hell of an effort by the Texans, I'd say that.
Yeah,
Just
no,
to
I'm
pick
saying
on,
they whooped them everywhere.
yeah,
They whooped
literally.
them everywhere.
They won individual battles in the way you'd
Everywhere,
want to if that's your football team.
everywhere, and I'll tell you,
And you think you're getting better and you think you're a playoff team too, in their case.
I asked Matthew, and I didn't have a chance to ask Kathy. She'd been out after, but I said to Matthew, "Do you think this was as bad a game as the game we saw in London against the Jags?
Oh, okay.
Because this is what it felt like, just a team that for whatever reason." was not playing football, was not playing fundamental football, tackling nothing, covering nothing. I didn't see the defense hold an edge half the game. Guys got outside. Nick Chubb running around the outside for
Well, they did what
35.
the
CJ
Ravens did to other
Stroud.
teams. First and 10 becomes
Bully
second
ball.
and two, or it
Bully
becomes
ball.
12
They just
yards on first down on the ground.
and hey, they have a memory. They're professional athletes and they know they got whooped by the Ravens last, what, 8 times, and there was no mercy, and I don't blame them. I don't believe in mercy in sports. You play till the game's over because the other team can always score, as we saw Buffalo and others do to us late in the game. It ain't over till it's 0-0-0 or the bottom of the whatever and 3 outs. So you got to keep playing. And they kept playing and they kept scoring. And I said, my God, does this team have a punter? By the time he punted, Ness, we were home. And that's a horrible thing. I was at the game, I'm sure you were, years ago, Ravens
Why did
Seahawks.
you leave early? Is it just no fun for? Because I just being
It was
honest with you,
hot.
I
It
haven't
was
left a lot
hot.
of games early in my
No, look,
life,
I was just going
other
to
than for
say,
being sick or not.
no, listen, we did not leave the game in London till the end. I was at the Seahawks. I know you remember that game where they came back after a big deficit at halftime, second half, came back roaring, won that game. Most incredible, one of the most incredible games I've seen. And the people that I was with at that game left at halftime. I laughed at them for the next, year.
That was 20 years ago now, right? Like,
Exactly.
yeah.
And so now I'm waiting. Halftime, I'm in the concourse getting some food and drink. Come back out. I'm in my seat. Nobody around me's in their seat. Nobody around me comes back except a couple Houston Texans fans. And it's hot. And the third quarter, I said, we'll watch the third quarter. We'll see what they do. And the effort was just pathetic. I mean,
So you
Houston
left because
scored.
of effort. You left not you, you left because there was nothing left to
There
see
was
in a
nothing to watch.
preseason
There was
game.
no chance. Yeah, it was a bad preseason game. I don't know, Ness. I'm no general manager. I'm no head coach. But I said it in the summer. I guess it was June, whenever it was. What the heck are? And I don't care. He's just one guy. What the heck are they doing bringing Cooper Rush to this team? He does nothing. He's a serviceable backup in the preseason. In the season, I mean,
Why, what did you want for a
their whole
backup
scheme,
quarterback?
I'd rather have Tyler Huntley play. Their whole scheme has to change when he comes in, and it's not good to begin with right now. But he poses no threat. They know darn well all they have to do is stop Derrick Henry. They had 8, 9 guys on the line. He made a couple good passes. That's it.
Well, backup quarterbacks only that. I mean, I saw
Serviceable.
Mariota looked okay for a week with the Commanders
Right, but
last,
no,
but
you
like.
gotta have effort. But you gotta have effort. They had none.
Well, I think the
It
offensive line and
was,
defensively, they're getting beat at the point of attack so badly.
yeah,
The
but the
guards have been just horrific. I mean,
offensive line were starters, and they just played like
they're no
scrubs.
good.
It was terrible,
Yeah. I mean,
terrible.
Voorhees and Falele are no
Defensive
good.
line,
Rosengarten has
terrible,
regressed.
terrible. So it was time to go home. It was time to go home. So, yeah, left, came home, watched the end of the Eagles game, which was quite stunning, and then watched the
It's not,
New
I mean, the
England
Eagles
team.
lost, the Bills lost, and nobody goes 17 and 0,
Right,
right?
I
You just
say,
don't.
then watch New England beat up the Bills, which was, well, they didn't beat them up, but they won, and it was something else. Now there's no more undefeated teams. The Dolphins of 72 can have their champagne. I don't know how many of them are left, but whoever it is, they can have their champagne. And it's good. You said something earlier made me think. You said we're not gonna, what did you say? We're not gonna go till it gets better.
Till
What was
times
the
get
line?
better.
Till times get better. And I was
There
thinking
was a place
about,
in Dundalk. It was the sign. It said, "Till times get better, dollar beers."
there you go.
This
I
is
was
back
thinking
in
about
the
the
80s I'm
guy,
talking about,
right, Ness. I was thinking about the guy. You'll remember. I don't. You remember these things? Who sat up on his roof when the Orioles were 0-21.
Oh yeah, the goof on the roof. Yeah,
Right.
Benny did a
That
goof on the roof.
reminded me of that. Somebody's up on the roof
The
till the
server on
Ravens
Belair
win a
Road.
game.
Yeah.
Right. Till the Ravens win a game, there's going to be a dude on the roof who's going to listen to the radio and become a
It
somebody
ain't
for
gonna be
3 minutes.
not
Ain't
anymore.
going to be
Well,
me.
so
Ain't going
in
to be
this,
me.
by the way, Leonard Raskin is here. Tell me what you do, managing money and all that,
Yeah,
and then we'll get
yeah.
back to our sports fandom. And I want to go
Yes.
back to Goof on the Roof. I think that's
Yeah.
important.
Right. So we are everything money. Raskin Global, been in business 30, going on 39 years. It is also my birthday week, the 12th, next Sunday against the Rams. I will not have a happy birthday
You
meal
like to
with a
have the
big
Christopher
board.
Columbus thing. I have the
That's
John
right.
Wooden and
That's right. There you go.
Dwight D. Eisenhower thing.
There you go.
Yes.
So we are everything money. We help people understand how to manage their cash flow, understand how to save money, how much to save, how to invest money properly so they don't lose it, how to protect their wealth, how to enjoy it. And yesterday, Sunday, was not enjoyable. Can't help it there. That was just not enjoyable. And then pass it on. Make sure that the things you do with your money benefit you, your family, your community, charities that you care about, things that you care about. And then when you go, it goes to the places you want, the people you want, and the way you want. That's what we're all about. We do everything money, and we've been helping people do it for going on 39 years.
So I have a couple of celebrity birthdays that share my birth. Stacy Keibler, my former intern,
Right.
an actress and wrestler,
Right.
she October 14th, and I ran into one of my birthday mates at Living Classrooms Foundation at Maritime Magic. So you speak about giving money and having a couple
Yeah.
dollars too much and being charitable. My friends at Curio threw down on Friday night as the lead sponsor of Maritime Magic. I've been going to Maritime Magic for 20 years.
Yeah,
Brian
sure.
Billick's always been a big part, our partner with James Bond down there and all the good stuff that they do in the city. Thomas Dolby, I ran into him. He's
Oh,
going on tour. He's playing Ramstein in 2 weeks. I
goodness.
run into Dolby. Dolby and I are like having a wing ding, and we're talking music. And he, so anyway, I love Tom Dolby. His birthday's next week. My birthday's next week. All right, so listen, got to get this out for you
Yeah.
because like I think of you as dealing with business people, money.
Yes.
You are required at all times to have fiduciary trust.
Yes.
You have to be sober, alert, awake, responsible. You're
Act in the best
accountable.
interest of the person I'm
You're
advising.
accountable, right? You're
Yes,
accountable. You see
absolutely.
something, you say something, right?
Absolutely,
You don't
absolutely.
do the old point in the other direction like the scarecrow
Right,
and say,
somebody else's fault.
you don't say what they say. Remember Chico and the Man, not my job, not my
Yeah,
job, not my
no,
job, you know?
everything
So,
is.
okay. So, accountability. Where are you on the Ravens accountability thing, top to bottom? And I'm going to take you backwards here because John Harbaugh and I had a little tit-a-tat last week in regard to how female reporters should be treated inside of their locker room, how humans should be treated inside of their
Yeah,
locker room. And I happen
yeah.
to be a human last I checked. Even if I am Venezuelan and Hispanic and, I only get half a vote these days. But I was born at Church Home Hospital if they come and look for my little card. So, I would say, accountability in
Yeah,
regard to
absolutely.
the owner who hasn't appeared in public in almost a decade, in regard to everything that happened after Ray Rice, in regard to punching
Yeah.
his wife in a glass elevator and
Yeah,
everybody
yeah, yeah.
lying, in regard to Justin Tucker blaming the reporter, shaming the female reporter, saying none of that happened, and now sitting on a 10-game suspension. By the way, he's got
Getting ready to come
NFL,
back.
right? Yeah, you saw Pelissero sharing his
He'll be
video that
back.
he's kicking.
He'll be
So
playing.
he's going to play ball just like we said he was going to play
Yeah,
ball. And it's like none of these, all these massage therapists, they're all lying. They're all just hags who are
Well,
lying.
the league
So,
didn't say so, but they're going to give him his second
no, the
chance
league gave him
reprieve.
10 games,
Right,
and they only gave
right.
Rasheed Rice six. Did you see what Rasheed Rice did? They gave
I.
Tucker 10. Okay,
Yep.
so all that being said, the pass rusher who isn't Mike Green, who you watched him run around the other day, the allegations in college didn't matter. They drafted him. Ben Cleveland goes out allegedly drinking and driving, allegedly a lot. They give him money and they re-sign him, and he's not even on the field. The guy that acted out last week in the locker room in regard to a female reporter and being taken aback that she would say that they lack accountability, which was the only charge, which is they
Yep.
run out the back door, which is what
Yep.
Mark Andrews did in Buffalo. So I would just say, Leonard, accountability What is it you expect of the Ravens, from Bisciotti to Sashi Brown, who threw me out before he met me, to Chad Steele, who gets more face time than any executive other than that security guy the league banned from the Eagles, Big Dom. Chad's like the Big Dom, Big Chad of hanging around Chad is what I call him. So I like for me, the accountability of these executives that I make famous, the head coach, the general manager who treated your friend, right? Your radio guy, the media guy that goes and asks questions, you know intimately. You've seen all the text. A lot of people have seen the text now because I wanted people to know what a fraud I think John Harbaugh is. But all that being said, I've never called for John Harbaugh's firing, and I'm not calling for it now. I've never been a fire the head coach guy. As a matter of fact, the last head coach is my business partner. So let's not play. I mean, I texted with Marvin Lewis the other day. Barry Trotz comes on, he's going to the MF and Hall of Fame in Toronto, right? So, like, I don't have a human problem. I don't have why am I thrown out? Why are they mistreating media people to this? To this day, why have they have no accountability for Justin Tucker? They have no accountability for their president, team president, who's never been asked a real question, and who boxed me out of an event that you sponsor with Doug and the smarts, the CEO, not smart CEO, CEO Club of Baltimore. Like all of this stuff that you've been subjected to that I've presented to you in black and white, and now all of a sudden the head coach thinks I hate him. In his words, not mine. I don't use the word hate, especially not in the modern world. I'm holding them accountable from the outside, watching an absolutely empty stadium on my television on Sunday, and thinking, "Oh my God, what a terrible look for the owner. I wonder what the owner's thinking. I wonder what the team president's thinking. I wonder what Kevin Rocklets, who's out selling all of these sponsorships to all of the people who don't buy sponsorships with me because I'm too harsh on the Ravens. Had somebody say that to me on Friday night. Had a man of God say to me, I'm too harsh on Friday night in regard to
Well, it's a different,
any
I
of
think it's
this.
a different world. It's a different world. There, the accountability, I think, so we can argue over whom it hits and where it matters. And we've had these discussions, and there's no reason to go into depth of either when it comes to our country. But I think it starts in the culture that we live in right now that people don't want to see facts. I say to clients often, Ness, when people come to me and they say, well, I heard, or somebody said, or this is what I thought.
Or I read on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. My
Yeah.
God, I read on Facebook. Look, I'll tell you a quick story and then we'll come back to the point. My mother had been having a little health stuff.
I hope she's
A little
okay.
scare. She's great. She's doing great.
I
Thank you.
like her more
Everything's
than
great.
you, incidentally.
I
Don't
know.
tell
I
anybody.
know. No, she's
She
doing
knows
great.
that though.
But she needed to have a PET scan. So the thing is, you go to find out when you don't know, and I don't care how old you are, medical procedure's scary. They say the only minor surgery is on somebody else.
I'm having a
So
colonoscopy in 6 weeks at
There you
GBMC,
go.
and I'm
That
bragging
sucks.
about it because I'm finally doing what I've been
Yeah, you
telling
gotta
everybody
do
to
it. You
do,
gotta do it.
right?
In the
So, yeah.
meantime, she calls me one evening, because I've had that in the past. She calls me one evening to tell me she's thinking about canceling the PET scan. I said, why? Well, you know how the world works. When you speak in the world today, this thing's always listening.
Right.
And it picked it up and it showed PET scan in her Facebook feed. Now, she's not doing a ton on Facebook, but she scrolls through. She listens to us every
Now it's
week
going to
there.
show up on my Facebook feed because you said it out loud.
And so it shows up, and there's this guy talking about how you shouldn't have them, how bad they are for you, what this does to your, from a nuclear standpoint. So she thinks she's going to cancel it. I said to her, stop listening to Facebook for medical advice. So I
And
have people,
Robert Kennedy, by the way, too. Hey, don't listen to him
I
either,
have
but go ahead.
people coming. Again, we can go all over. I have people come to me and they say, well, I didn't hear that, or I read it on the internet, or whatever else. And accountability of the facts is hard to push through when opinion and hiding is so loud.
Well, in the old
People that
days, you
have
just say, look
no,
it up, and now you can't
right.
looking it
People that
up.
have zero financial credentials are able to give advice
Well, like these crypto creeps, right?
without any accountability whatsoever. Look, Tom Brady and whoever the hell else it was, Wahlberg or whatever, I don't remember, on the Super Bowl commercials. What is it? Fortunes follow, favor the bold, buy crypto, and then that guy's
Was
gone
Tom Cruise
down.
in on that too?
Yeah, they went down hard because the guy was a crook and people were losing fortunes. And people say to me, why don't we invest in that? And I say, well, if you want to listen to them about your money, you do that. But
Bernie Madoff's out there, right?
facts are always, every day there's another one. And here we are in sports. You can say Trump is the most miserable, unaccountable president ever. I can say Biden was a crook and the most unaccountable family of criminal enterprise ever. And it doesn't really matter. Here's what matters. None of the press digs into any of it anymore. Bought and paid for media across the board, either side of the aisle, doesn't matter. And guess what? The NFL wants it that way. You know that. They bought the NFL Network at ESPN. They're combined up.
Oh,
I
it's been
was
a
I
two-decade-long
was at
journey.
the
I've
game.
seen it. I've
Look, I was
witnessed
at the
it.
game Sunday, Ness. You were home. I want to ask you a question because I didn't see any of this. Another subject, same thing. Did Fox Sports mention Mark Sanchez? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, very much so. They were
Okay, I didn't see
all of the
because I
hosts
wasn't
were
there.
mentioning that they wanted him to do well, and yes, very
Right.
much so,
But
very much so.
accountable for what he did?
Well,
Or that they wanted him to be okay.
allegedly
Did.
did,
Right.
right? I
I
mean,
get it.
like,
And that's what we say about
I think that
everything.
story unfolded from victim to perpetrator over
Later.
36 hours,
Okay.
but I
Okay.
also
So,
think with his life in peril, like,
yes.
you know.
And I don't know what they said. I don't know what was said. I was just glad I didn't know that they said anything. So I was not home for that. But the NFL, is it ESPN that bought the NFL Network? The NFL Network that bought part of ESPN, whatever, we talked about it. Hard questions aren't something they want to answer. So accountability in the press
Well, the
conference, I
accountability
saw
happens when you walk your ass out of the stadium and
and
leave the team
leave.
there to bake and play in front of 450 people at the end,
Who
all of them
were
dressed in
Houston
red
fans?
behind the
That's
Texans
right.
bench. Like,
That's
so
right.
the fans abandoned the team in the fourth
Because the
quarter on
team
Sunday
abandoned
and
the fans.
basically mooned the team. Literally, just literally
Well, the
pulled their
team.
pants down and said, "Here's your empty stadium. This is what you've earned on a Sunday." Man,
That's right.
that's a bitter pill, even for guys making millions of dollars.
I think it should be. I think they should have looked up, looked around. This is not Baltimore effort. And as a result, they got not Baltimore applause. Harbaugh was booed, I hear, when he walked off the stadium ground. I wasn't there. I don't know that I booed the man, but I didn't boo the team. I just left. It was
I
terrible.
didn't boo him. I invited him to breakfast with my wife, me, him, and Chad Steele, and we can live stream, and he can tell my audience, you and my wife, that he had nothing to do with this, and Chad can nod and then stand up in front of my world and say, this is why you're not here. Be accountable. Be accountable
Yeah,
for
well, they're
all of
not.
it, not
There
some of
was
it.
no.
Be accountable for Justin Tucker. Be accountable for the fact that your owner's nowhere. Be accountable for the fact that stadium emptied out. Be
Let me ask
accountable.
you a question. Let me ask you a question because I don't know this answer at all. How many owners, other than Jerry Jones, show up a lot? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Less every day because the
Right.
profits are more every day.
Right. That's my
You
point.
know when
So.
they show up when they're David Rubenstein and he's trying to get something off the ground, you're kissing everybody's ass to get your money to get
Right.
a skybox, and then they evaporate. That's not the civic trust. That's not
But
the way the
that's
marriage
not
works.
the way it is anymore.
Oh, okay. So we've lowered our bar then.
No,
Okay.
I'm asking you 'cause I don't know.
No, we've
I'm not
lowered our
at the
bar.
NFL. Look, I'm not at the
Steve
NFL
Bisciotti has
meetings.
lowered his own bar
I
for
get
the
it. But
promises he made
my point is
25
I'm
years
not at the
ago when he
NFL
said he was going to be
meetings.
an accountable owner and this was going to be a community franchise that wasn't going to do things like have running backs punch their wife in the mouth in an elevator, in a glass elevator, and then hide the videotape and lie about it, or have a kicker out a decade ago allegedly harassing women in massage parlors, and the league finds him 10 games suspended, but the team just Pontius Pilate's the whole thing. In regard to all sorts of things that I'm intimately familiar about, in regard to my own status as a media member
Yep.
and who can't ask questions on behalf of WNST and my FCC license and my media entity that's been here for 3.5 decades.
I get it. I get it. And so that was my question. My only question about Steve was, I don't know the tenor of owners. I just know Jerry Jones is the general manager,
Steve Bisciotti
apparently.
ran for me the last time I was in a room with him
I
or
get it.
near him. I wasn't in a room, it
No,
was a
no, no.
balcony.
I'm not arguing that point. My only point is, are other owners similarly disposed? I don't know the ownership circumstance, other than they want to be seen every
Ownership
now and then on
circumstance is that
TV.
you own the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, Maryland, and you took $600 million of our money to kick
Yep.
people out of the press box, to kick the band away from the field, to sell more tickets, to make more money, to put Sashi Brown not in front of it, to have organized questions at the welcoming press conference that I held my hand up like Arnold friggin' Horshack, not like Epstein, by the way, but like Horshack. My
Ooh,
arms were up.
ooh,
Oh,
ooh, ooh,
like Vinnie Bob Marino. And it's Mickey
Hey,
Mouse, dude.
let me
It's
tell
Mick,
you.
it's
Let me
I'm
tell you
telling you
something.
from the inside, Leonard, it's been Mickey Mouse.
I
And
get it.
now it's on the field,
If
and
it
their
happens
best
on the
players aren't
field,
there,
if it
and the
happens on the
consumer
field, then
confidence in the defense
that will
is a
occur.
problem.
Yes, and then the stands will stay empty, and people will stop coming, and people won't renew their seats. They'll lose their PSLs,
By the
but
way,
they
the
won't
Orioles have
care.
that problem right now, big time.
That's right. Well, they did something. I don't know what they did,
The
but they
Orioles
did
pissed off
something
all of
crazy.
their fans. They pissed off
Yeah, they
their
did something
fans. They
crazy.
pissed off the people that really buy
They
13s and
already buy.
29s.
Yeah, they hurt in my head. I don't know what, but I haven't seen it because I'm not a holder. But yeah, they did something dreadful apparently, and people are not happy about it.
And
Look,
there's no accountability to answer for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's literally
right.
nobody to ask questions, and they're not stepping forward to say, let's do a take two on the new Rubenstein Arrighetti ownership. Maybe we got this wrong, making a bobblehead of ourself.
Hey, you never
You
know.
know.
That's not
By
a
the way,
good
you saw
gig.
your guy Rubenstein getting picketed, right? A week and a half ago.
Yes.
We talked
Well,
about that, right?
he didn't get picketed. He got what's the word? I don't even know what that word is. There
Raz.
was a yeah, there was a formal luncheon where he was a speaker, a panelist, something,
It
and there
was
were
Wes Moore
plants,
and Glenn Youngkin and
right?
him.
And there were
Yes.
plants in the audience that got in. Somehow these people got in at like a half a dozen tables, all dressed up in their Sunday finest, and
And
just stood
offered
up,
toasts to
one
David
after
Rubenstein.
another, stood up and just started crushing them about, and none of it was about the Orioles. It was
Oh,
about
none of it. It was
his
all about
business dealings.
owning 78 businesses that destroy the earth, fossil
Yeah,
fuels.
all kinds of things
Yeah.
because he owns a company that's an investment firm, private equity firm, and that he's destroying the world. But it was quite amazing that these people found their way in as nobodies and then stood up, heckled him. Heckled him. That's what it was. They didn't picket him, they heckled him. And they were summarily, one by one, escorted out. But as soon as one was escorted out, another stood up. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, I shared it on Twitter, but that, you know, but with the Nazi that owns Twitter, he didn't reshare it. So now you can go see the Madison Square Garden thing. The video's there for you, so it's real. It's not AI. Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. He left the game on Sunday.
I
Now,
did.
most
I did.
importantly, are you going back next week? I
I'm a
mean,
glutton for punishment. I'm a glutton
well,
for punishment.
what do you expect to change in a way? I mean, look, we could talk about this till we're blue in the face, and I can hold.
Okay,
I'm
so here's what
holding
I want to
them
see.
accountable as an
Here's what I want to
organization.
see as a
Yes.
fan. As a fan, I don't expect that they're going to come out and romp the Rams. I don't think that's going to happen. What I do expect is a good football game. I expect effort. I expect an offense that looks like they're trying to score. I expect a defense that looks like they're trying to stop the scoring. I expect good effort and a well-played game. And if they lose by 3 or 6 or 7 or 10, that's okay. But if it is 24-3, 44-0, whatever, I'll be home early for that one too. Now, Here's the funny
By
thing
the
that
way, they're a
happened on the way.
7.5 point underdog
At home.
at home. They were a 2.5 point favorite in Kansas City last week.
Right,
That's about
right.
a
Well,
13 point swing on the
you know what's
spread for
crazy?
Lamar.
So I'll give you two things real quick. You know what's crazy? They're still favored to win the division. I'm
Well, they
telling you,
played
look,
Pittsburgh twice, right?
and they got to play Cleveland one more and the Bengals
And the
twice.
other thing is, if they get Lamar back after the bye, they're going to
If
be
they get
favored in like seven
everything,
out of eight
everything,
games.
everything.
Like they're playing some really
Right,
lousy
right.
teams.
So they got the Rams to fight, and then who knows? But I'll tell you this, just a quick aside, totally different. I loved 44, I think it was, to 3, the Ohio State Buckeyes over Minnesota on Saturday night.
See, I was in Costas and Timonium watching the Terps lose the end of that
Oh,
game to Washington.
terrible. They played so well and then they forgot how to play.
And then I was in there
They
watching
looked.
it. I was watching the Blue Jays beat up on the Yankees 9
Love
to 1.
that.
That was
Love
great,
that. 13
right?
to 7. Love that. Loving it. I want to see an all blue World Series. I want to see the Dodgers and the Jays.
Oh, so that's an American Canadian.
Yeah,
That's
be
different.
good. Canada, look, the Canadians haven't been in the Stanley Cup final forever. Let's at least have them in the World Series
All
final.
right, so let's talk for 1 minute since you manage money. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here and the American Dream. I just got to tell you this because, like, I have a little bit of money and I can do little things that I want to do. And you're
Yeah,
the guy that
sure.
manages my money. I'm not retiring to Wailea anytime soon, but there come little bucket list things that when
Right.
they become available and
You
inexpensive, and
take them.
I'm doing one of them this week for me and one for my
Okay.
wife. But. In saying that, at some point on Sunday afternoon, well, actually Saturday afternoon, Geddy Lee did the
Yes.
open for Sportsnet in Canada's
Yeah.
Blue Jays coverage. He did
Got it.
the
The
2 minute
talk.
little
Yeah, yeah,
vignette
yeah.
thing. He
Yeah.
walks by the Canadian flag and the Blue Jays thing, talks about how much he loves baseball.
Right.
And okay, go Blue Jays, you know what I mean? Right? So
Yep.
Geddy announces that he is signing his baseball book. It's called 72 Stories. You can look it up.
Right,
Geddy's got a
right.
baseball book.
Yep.
He's signing at the Kansas City Negro Baseball Museum that if you've never been, it's
Right,
phenomenal. You know, it's
right.
attached to the Jazz Museum. It's
When is
fantastic.
this?
Kansas City. It's
Yeah, when?
Saturday. It's this Saturday. He
Okay.
announced it like Friday, 2 days, 3 days ago.
Right,
I
right.
can't, I ha I'm on a plane and I'm trying to like And it's going to cost like $500 to go to Kansas City to do it. And I'm not going to do it. But like, if I were Steve Bisciotti, if I were John Harbaugh, if I were Eric DaCosta, if I just had too much money and didn't know what to do with it, I would go to Kansas City this weekend and have Geddy Lee like sign my baseball book and be a whole fanboy because I got nothing
Yeah,
left. Unless Geddy's
right.
going back out on the road with Alex and they're going to pick up Matt
I
Cameron
don't
and they're
know.
going to go play
That'd
some
be
Rush
good to
songs.
see.
Wouldn't
That'd
that
be
be
good to
nice?
see. That'd be great.
So
How about
Rush
if
goes back out. We're going, right?
we'll be there. I'll be
All right.
there,
All
no
right.
doubt.
Get you.
How
Okay.
about
Thank you.
if Toronto beats the Yankees, right?
Right.
Then you go up next round to Toronto and you have him sign it there. He'll do it. He'll do it. Go to the
I was in the
Toronto.
same room with him on opening day, and you know,
Yep.
Luke will attest to this. That you know, I was in the stadium and I could have
Were you
bought the
afraid to talk to him?
No, you couldn't get to him because those seats behind home plate that he
Right,
sits in, and
right.
he's with his grandson and
Yeah,
they're eating
I
peanuts and
get it.
doing their
Sure,
thing, you know.
sure, sure.
And I, you know, and like I know
Hey,
Geddy, if I approached Geddy, Geddy would say hello to me because he knows me a little bit, but no, yeah.
Speaking of first row seats, let's wrap with this. The Ravens, back to that, moved a whole bunch of season ticket holders in the end zone to put in these under the stadium boxes with
Paid for by the taxpayers of
the new white,
citizens.
beautiful, right on the field end zone seats,
Those are the Jerry's World seats. He was the first one to kind of put that into
which
Dallas.
to date, again, I don't know if people just aren't coming, but no one's sitting there. Beginning of the game. Doesn't mean end of the game. Beginning of the game. They're empty. They're completely
Well,
empty.
the word on the Orioles throwing everyone out of the Jim Henneman press box,
Right?
and they're remodeling all that
They're
is a
putting
real.
in some new
Yeah, they're putting in a club
fangled
that's
club thing.
That's
Yeah.
meant for your best clients, Leonard, at
Yeah.
Raskin
Well, they
Global.
got to be willing to pay for that.
I don't know who's I don't
I
they're
don't know who's
doing
paying
all of
for the
this, and I
Raven
don't know who this
boxes.
target audience is.
Right. I don't either.
Who is
I don't
your
either. That's.
ask Chad Steele when you see him. Who's a real media member if Nestor's not? You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Like who the people that are already buying your club boxes and buying your kicking everybody out of the 50-yard line and moving them up to the Kevin Byrne little box and kicking John Zeman and the whole band out of the end zone and saying we're going to serve $48 cocktails down there and have $3,000 game day experiences. I
And
don't know
nobody's going.
where are
Nobody's
these
going.
customers?
I don't know.
Where
They're not
are
coming.
they?
I don't know because they're
How
not
about
coming.
you take care of the guy that's been buying tickets for 30 years in the upper deck and bought your seats? How about you take care of those people? Those people don't matter anymore. And those people on Sunday walked out of the state. Leonard,
TV.
I'm telling you, man, watching on
TV. You
TV
know what? Your
and seeing
statement
how
earlier,
empty it
your
was just
question
stunning to
earlier,
me.
like I said, when will they
Sad.
notice? They'll notice when the seats aren't sold. But TV revenue is so huge.
It doesn't matter.
Look, the Rams, right? They're coming to town. I was watching their game, and the 49ers took over their stadium.
Well, the Chargers have no fans,
I'm
and
talking
they're
about
the
the
other team
Rams.
out there, right? So, like, they have two teams out there.
And
The
neither of
Rams have
them have
tried this three
fans.
times, right?
Neither of them have fans. If they're into the Super Bowl, they'll care. That's it. Nobody cares.
Well, Baltimore is a different kind of place for that,
It
and I grew
has
up with
been,
a
and we'll
different kind of
see.
life, and
I agree.
I
But we'll
dedicated
see
my
what
life
comes.
to telling their
We'll
story. I'm
see what
still here
comes.
telling their story. And the head coach, all he can write me is, I don't know why you hate me so much. That's all he can write. So,
Well,
John, I don't hate you. I'm holding you accountable because you're the coach of the team and this is what I do.
right.
And I always got along famously. Even the guys who thought they hated me, like Davey Johnson and Johnny Oates, fell in love with me in the end. So, in the end, I'm still here. I'm holding all of you accountable for the fact that Leonard and his son walked out of the stadium on an 80-degree day, and the stadium was barren. Like, I mean,
Empty. It
it
wasn't full to start. It wasn't full to start, and it was emptier at half and barren by the end of the third quarter. I
2 weeks
stayed
ago, they
into
were
the end
going
of
to the
the
Super
third
Bowl,
quarter.
dude. You know what
I
I mean?
stayed to the end of the third quarter. I gave them all the chance to come back, to do something, to stop Houston and to score, and I just didn't see it, didn't see the effort. At the end of the third quarter, I said, let's go. It's enough. You know?
I know why I don't go. I
I
was
get
willing
it.
to give them money. I mean,
I
they
get
threw
it.
me out,
I get it.
literally, in
Yep.
front of all of you, in front of the whole world. They
I'm with
threw
you.
me out. That's why I'm not sitting in my seat. And
I
incidentally,
got
I
it.
wouldn't have left early. I mean, I'm not a leave early guy, really.
Neither
I
am
mean,
I, but this was
traffic now is different. I live in Towson. Maybe I'd think about it differently
no,
when I walk.
traffic's no big deal. It's nothing. It's
Well,
just
it's
a
something when they at 12:15 at night when they win by a field goal, 29-28, on a
yeah.
Monday night game, and and 72,000 people are leaving
Oh
at
yeah,
once,
sure.
which it was that way for 25 years, right?
Absolutely. Well, now they're about to hit 30, right?
30 years of age, yes.
And they're about to hit 30, and they're feeling 60. There you go. They looked 60. They
All
looked
right.
England.
Well,
They looked jaguarish.
if
They looked
somehow they
bad.
get this back to 6-6 or 7-7,
We'll say they pulled it off somehow,
I'm going to
but
be here monitoring it.
they
And
still won't
John,
answer.
you're
They
coach
still
of the
won't
year
answer.
if you go 10-7 and win the division the way Vegas still thinks you're winning the division, John.
That's
Can I tell
right.
them that?
That's
Is that
right.
fair?
They still have them at the top.
That's the fair and balanced attack that I give to show that I don't
There
hate.
you go.
And by the
There you go.
way, I've never called for his firing. Steve's never firing him, right?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Well, Mark Maskey wrote about it in the Washington Post today. Just
Yeah,
in a
I don't know if
general
he will or
sense of,
won't.
is it a job for life? I don't know. Fair question.
Fair question. Who do you get? I don't know. There's lots of people out there. So it's
Leonard
maybe
Rask,
it's
there's lots of people out there that handle money, but Leonard does it. Leonard does it responsibly. Leonard's
That's
not going
right.
to leave your financial gamer. I can do all these sports things. Leonard Raskin's out there, Raskin Global. You can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive. I will see you next week and hope we got better times then.
Yes,
It's a
sir.
birthday next week, so we'll
Yes,
celebrate,
sir.
won't we?
Yes, sir. Amen.
We'll have peach cake. All right. I am
There we
Nestor.
go.
We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.